He turned and glared out into the darkness of the woods.
"Come out, little beastmen," he bellowed. "I have a gift for you."
He laughed loudly and ran his thumb along the edge of the blade of his great two-handed axe. Felix saw that it drew blood. Gotrek began to suck his thumb.
"Sigmar, preserve us, be quiet," Felix hissed. "Who knows what lurks out there on a night like this?"
Gotrek glared at him. Felix could see the glint of insane violence appear in his eyes. Instinctively, Felix's hand strayed nearer to the pommel of his sword.
"Give me no orders, manling. I am of the Elder Race, and am beholden only to the kings under the mountain, exile though I be."
Felix bowed formally. He was well schooled in the use of the sword. The scars on his face showed that he had fought several duels in his student days. He had once killed a man, and so ended a promising academic career. But still, he did not relish the thought of fighting the troll slayer. The tip of Gotrek's crested hair came only to the level of Felix's chest, but the dwarf outweighed him, and his bulk was all muscle. And Felix had seen Gotrek use that axe. The dwarf took the bow as an apology, and turned once more to the darkness.
"Come out!" he shouted. "I care not if all the powers of evil walk the woods this night. I will face any challenger."
The dwarf was working himself up to a pitch of fury. During the time of their acquaintance, Felix had noticed that the troll slayer's long periods of brooding were often followed by brief explosions of rage. It was one of the things about his companion that fascinated Felix. He knew that Gotrek had become a troll slayer to atone for some crime. He was sworn to seek death in unequal combat with fearsome monsters. He seemed bitter to the point of madness, yet he kept to his oath. Perhaps, thought Felix, I too would go mad if I had been driven into exile among strangers, not even of my own race. He felt some sympathy for the crazed dwarf. Felix knew what it was like to be driven from home under a cloud. The duel with Wolfgang Krasner had caused quite a scandal. At that moment, however, the dwarf seemed bent on getting them both killed, and he wanted no part of it. Felix continued to plod along the road, casting an occasional worried glance at the bright full moons. Behind him, the ranting continued.
"Are there no warriors among you? Come feel my axe! She thirsts!"
Only a madman would so tempt fate and the dark powers of Geheimnisnacht, night of mystery, in the darkest reaches of the forest, Felix decided. He could make out chanting in the flinty guttural tongue of the mountain dwarfs, then once more in Reichsspiel. He heard, "Send me a champion." For a second there was silence. Condensation from the clammy mist ran down his brow. Then, from far, far off, the sound of galloping horses rang out in the quiet night. What has that maniac done, Felix thought. Has he offended one of the old powers? Have they sent their demon riders to carry us off? Felix stepped off the road. He shuddered as wet leaves fondled his face. They felt like dead men's fingers. The thunder of hooves came closer, moving with hellish speed along the forest road. Surely only a supernatural being could keep such breakneck pace on the winding forest road. He felt his hand shake as he unsheathed his sword. I was foolish to follow Gotrek, he thought. Now I'll never get the poem finished. He could hear the loud neighing of horses, the cracking of a whip, and mighty wheels turning.
Good!
Gotrek roared. His voice drifted from the trail behind.
Good!
There was a loud bellowing, and four immense jet-black horses drawing an equally black coach hurtled past. Felix saw the wheels bounce as they hit a rut in the road. He could just make out a black-cloaked driver. He shrank back into the bushes. He heard the sound of feet coming closer. The bushes were pulled aside. Before him stood Gotrek, looking madder and wilder than ever. His crest was matted, brown mud was smeared over his tattooed body, and his studded leather jerkin was ripped and torn.
"The snotling fond is trying to run me over!"
he yelled.
"Let's get after them!"
He turned and headed up the muddy road at a fast trot. Felix noted that Gotrek was singing happily in Kazalid. Further down the Bogenhafen road, the pair found the Standing Stones Inn. The windows were shuttered and no light showed. They could hear a neighing from the stables, but when they checked, there was no coach, black or otherwise, only some skittish ponies and a peddler's cart.
"We've lost the coach. Might as well get a bed for the night," Felix suggested.
He looked well.